I have a clip of you that I'm going to play right now. First of all, your name is not Hammers.
She loves her husband, and she changed her name.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Unlike myself.
See, I have to tell you, a really great moment with my name was this past January. I played Vegas, and I had them put my new name up on the marquee, and I got to, you know, send a picture to my new father-in-law, and he was just tickled. He loved it.
Oh, great.
He was up in light.
But in the meantime, all your fans have no idea who you are anymore.
Well, we're making the transition. It's okay. It's working itself out. I do have people that are a little confused. I had a casting director call me the other day who just didn't know what to do with me, but I said, it's okay. I'm still me. Different name. It's okay.
Yeah, but
you know, in a year, nobody will know the difference.
This is career suicide, if you asked me.
Really? I didn't ask, but thanks.
No, but what's the purpose of changing your name?
She loves her husband. I told you that. Like five minutes ago, see?
Some people love their husband.
And they change their name because they want to be one. I want to be left alone. I want to be one, but I want to be by myself.
It felt so natural. This is the honest to God, no joke, the real down dirty answer. It felt natural to me, and it felt more natural to me to become Hammers than to keep my former name.
Wow, that's nice.
It just seemed like the right thing at the right time. Never had that feeling when I was married before, and at this point in my life and my career, it felt like the absolute right thing. And I actually feel the best is yet to come with regards to my career, so I wasn't concerned about it. And now I'm being published under Hammers, and I have a new website, WendyHammers.com, and, you know, I'm working as Hammers.
So you're thinking that it's
Hammers
actually...
Hammers is a fun name, too, Hammers.
Thank you. And good if I ever go into porn, by the way.
That's right. Wendy Hammers. I love it. I love
and
that.
My husband's name is Garth, which if you really want a porn name, Garth Hammers. I did an event this past Monday night. I did a roast with Andy Kindler at for the Jewish Television Network, which, you know, I said to them, I thought they were all the Jewish Television Network, but apparently there's an actual Jewish Television Network. And it was at the Pacific Design Center here in Los Angeles, and it was wonderful. And they were all giving me a hard time about my name because I no longer have a Jewish name. But honestly, I'm Jewish enough for three people with or without the name. So
that's
I don't
true.
Really think we need the name.
Let me play this, and then we'll get back to it.
Is this a Ferguson?
This is Wendy.
You were great, by the way. I watched it. I never saw your tape. It
on
was
the
fantastic.
On the Late Late Show.
I just read the most spiritual book that I want to recommend to all of you. It's called Do What You Love, and the Money Will Follow. Doesn't that sound great? Yeah, if it works out by this time next year, I'll have $1 million from touching myself and going to lunch with my friends.
That was hilarious. Did you hear it?
I did. You know, I think, to be honest with you, the X-rated version is much more hilarious, but they wouldn't let me say the real joke on television.
Please go right ahead.
You can't say
Can I say it on your show?
Of course.
Say whatever.
Not a bad word. I just said masturbating and going to lunch with my friends. That's the job everybody wants.
You can't say masturbating?
You can't. You can say touching yourself.
Touching yourself is fun.
I couldn't say a lot of things, but, you know, even though it's late night television, you do what you got to do.
It still worked. You're so comfortable.
Thank you. Well, yeah, it's fun.
I mean, like, you interact. Years. You don't normally see on TV when people doing sets that they, like, interact with the audience that much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just kind of go on and do their thing.
Well, thanks. I that's the way that's what makes me comfortable.
That's how you roll.
Feedback, it is totally how I roll. And it's the way that I feel settled in as a performer is when I actually have an interaction with the audience. Even if it's just once or twice at the top of the set, then I'm free to kind of move on and do the show. So.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you were married before.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows your husband, your ex-husband.
Which, by the way, we're on good terms, and he has the sweetest name for me. Because he still thinks I'm sexy, and now that I'm his ex, he calls me his exy. Isn't that cute?
Really? Is that true?
He says, hi, exy. Yeah, on the good days, he's the one I call.
I thought he was...
What's on the bad days?
I thought
on the other hand, I call him my husband. It's kind of refreshing that there are people that are divorced that can be amicable.
Yeah.
When you have a child, you have to. I know your show focuses a lot on parenting and moms and dads and, you know, figuring out how to do this crazy thing called parenting, especially in this culture and in this time period, in this town, all that. And I worked really hard to create a good life for my son, and I really did believe in my heart that the best thing I could do was be a happy mom, and I didn't think I was able to do that in my former relationship. So when it ended, I was really committed to still being amicable with him, and especially for the sake of my son. And, you know, we've been pretty good about that.
All right. So very good. That's wonderful. I mean, I think that's... no.
Greg, but it's not funny. If you would just bash the guy, it would be so much better for the show.
Okay. So we'll tell people who don't know. His name is Steve Middleman. He was on The Tonight Show like 700 times.
With Johnny and Jay.
With Johnny and Jay. And he was...
And now we have Conan. Now he's got to do Conan.
Right. But the cool thing about him... Now, correct me if I'm wrong. One of the things that made him so funny was that he was really, really funny looking when he came out.
Well, yes. I mean, I wouldn't use that term, but yes, that he unusual, unique, and in Jewish, there's a word miskite.
Miskite,
which means so ugly they're cute. So
right.
That's how I always thought about it. He's just unusual. Yes, he was.
Well,
he was.
But then he went on Extreme Makeover.
He did.
And they rearranged his face. And they gave him new teeth. They fixed his wandering eye. They gave him a new nose.
Yeah.
He doesn't have
all the things I didn't really notice when I first fell in love with him, by the way. It's amazing
What did you fall in love with? His sense of humor?
That's how I feel.
Kind heart. What'd you say?
That's what happened to me.
Oh, so
this is a stud.
So I'm a meese
guy. I just want the radio listeners to know that Greg is a very handsome guy.
Aww.
You're a stud.
You're a stud.
Thank you. Because they can't see me, you can get away with saying that.
On the other hand, remember, I thought Steve Middleman was handsome.
Yes. Exactly. That's the scare. That's what I'm...
That's your bar.
I'm frightened.
That's the bar.
This comic, he used to always say that to me. I used to tell him he was so good looking, and he would say, but Wendy, you thought Steve was handsome, so I don't go by you.
Right, exactly. Your parents must have been like, what the hell?
You know what? They were surprised. It's funny. When I was going through a divorce, I actually, you know, told my mom, and I was concerned she was going to say, oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. She's like, I never understood what you saw in him. She did, and she wanted, and I'm like, wait, 14 years to tell me this? She said, well, you seem so happy, so I don't want to rock the boat.
Wow, she held her tongue.
It wasn't about the looks. She just never really saw what the chemistry was.
I mean, because, you know, you're gorgeous. I've never seen your wedding pictures, but...
She's a beautiful woman.
You've never seen them? There's a drunk guy wandering around in them.
That's you.
No, I'm talking about... Hold on. First things first. I'm talking about your first wedding. Now, before we get to me being drunk at your wedding, two questions. Did becoming less funny looking help or hurt Middleman's career?
You're probably going to have him on as a guest.
Okay.
That he changed his looks, I think, for a different reason than show business, and I think he thought it would serve him. I think he thought it would help him.
I think he was trying to get.
I don't know that it has.
He was trying to get you back.
Well, I don't know.
Did it work?
I think he was trying to be a leading man in movies.
I don't know.
So you're not jealous?
Enough about him. We want to talk about Wendy.
I just want to know if she's jealous now that he's so handsome.
No. It's like it crazy.
He doesn't have the Jew nose.
Here's what I want to say about the whole thing, and then we can put it to bed. Here's what I think. I think that, you know, of course, human beings, it's natural that we look at other people, we see, we have eyes, and we know what is exciting for us visually and what turns us on and all of that. But when all is said and done, if the person is not beautiful on the inside, and I'm not saying this about my ex-husband, I'm just saying in general, this is what I learned from the whole experience. If they're inside, if you're not, you don't feel good about who they are as a person, then the outside, you don't even see it. Like when I see him with his makeover, I am sure that the rest of the world sees more of a change than I can see. I see the same guy. I don't see the visual change. I just see who he is.
Tell him to stop.
True.
I agree with you.
It's fascinating. I mean, literally, I don't even see differences. People say to me, he looks so different. To me, he doesn't look so different.
Right, because you see him from the inside. You're fabulous. You have such a good heart.
Thank God your son got your looks. That's all I'm going to say.
My son is gorgeous.
What I'm saying.
Now, this is the question. Now, you know I was drunk at your wedding, but...
She doesn't know that. I told her.
Right.
I was being the blushing bride. I didn't notice. I only know because your wife reported back.
Yes.
Now, so
he was napping on the chaise lounge.
She was trying to get me out of there because she thought I was embarrassing her. Was I embarrassing you?
No. Well, if you're going to get drunk, a wedding's a good place to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if you're napping during the speeches, it's a little horrifying.
Now, I wasn't too drunk, but if I'm not mistaken, Jeffrey Tambor was the rabbi, was he not?
I'm sure he's played one on TV. No, he was not the rabbi. He gave the, there must be some word for this. It's not really an invocation, but he read a beautiful poem. I had, he's a dear friend and a teacher of mine, and I had him come up and read a great poem at the beginning.
So he wasn't wearing
a
yarmulke?
A rabbi was not a rabbi. We were married by our dear friend Kelly Carlin McCall, who is a spiritual, wonderful woman who is also ordained as a minister, and she married us.
So she was the rabbi.
She was the rabbi, so to speak, even though she's Irish Catholic.
So, yes, so Tambor,
Irish rabbi.
Tambor wasn't wearing a kippah?
He was, but so was everybody else.
Oh, they were?
Well, yeah. It was a Jewish wedding, except I'm married to a man, as you know, who is not Jewish. And all the cliches are true. He doesn't hate his mother, and he can fix things with his hands.
Oh.
A lot of fun.
Wow.
Very unusual for me. I mean, literally, he says, what do you think about the kitchen counters? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, we could change them. I get excited, sexually. It's like, you know, washer, dryer. It's like your joke, Stephanie. I get like, wow, you can do that? You don't need to call a guy? He's like, no, I'm the guy. So I'm married to the guy.
That's nice.
So
cool.
So it's actually was George Carlin's daughter who married you.
Yes, Kelly.
Is that legal? I know it's legal in the comedy world, but
she's ordained.
Who ordained her?
Clergy person.
Sam Kinison?
Yes. He was our rabbi. He's the Pope. No.
From the grave.
Kelly actually is an extraordinary writer and performer in her own right, and she's actually, I just was with her the other night, and she was interviewing Roseanne. She's doing a new show for standup.com.
Now, let me ask you one thing before we go. I need to know a little bit about your experience with Larry David.
Oh.
Wonderful. On Curb, as we say in the biz.
Mm-hmm.
You were on
My experience was superlative. He is an incredibly generous, sweet, gifted artist to work with.
Now,
way less neurotic than one might think.
You
very much on the top of his game.
Did you improvise this scene with him?
Yes, but with much direction. Improvised, but he knows what he's going for, and he sort of points you towards it. But the actual words, you're on your own. Well, the episode that I was on, there was a director, but Larry gave me a great deal of direction, so I would say it was sort of a co-creation between him and the director.
You were in the scene with
baptism
with that. Was that the one where they actually got to the baptism?
Yes, I was in the. I was played an airline ticket counter attendant.
Yeah, here's the clip.
And,
we shot
that at LAX. It's a while ago now, and the reason I know that is because it was before 9/11, right before.
Oh, it was?
Before. The summer before 9/11, and we would never have been able to shoot there had it been, you know, 4 or 5 months later, or even 4 years later. I don't even know. I think it's all changed, but we shot right there in one of the terminals.
Listen to this.
I'm so sorry.
You were the ticket girl.
Light does not even leave for another hour, so you have plenty of time, and we're not even boarding that yet, so just take it easy, and we'll call you when we're ready, okay? Thanks.
Hi. We lost our tickets. We need to get on this flight right now.
Somebody stole our tickets. They're on the plane.
I don't have a single ticket. I'm completely sold out. I'm sorry.
No.
We already have tickets.
The point is somebody is in our seats. See?
I don't think that's...
No, that's very possible. So you should wait.
Actually, the door's closed. That means I am not legally allowed to go back on the plane. What I can do is I can get you another flight.
Somebody's sitting in our seats on the plane.
We have tickets for that flight.
We have tickets for this flight. I paid for tickets.
Can I see the tickets, please?
That was excellent, man. What acting.
Wow, that
You're
was
brilliant.
Great. I never saw that before.
I never did. Cheryl Hines is a sweet woman. She's
well,
lovely.
You know what?
It looks fun.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to maybe continue this another day. I hope we do get a chance to speak with you more. Because
be happy to.
We barely scratched the surface.
We need a part two.
Happy anniversary, you guys.
Oh,
thank you.
Great hope.
Thank you.
You're still adorable and in love, and it's all good. And my intention and Garth's intention is to be married many, many, many years, and we always are happy to see other couples that are doing it.
Oh, you will. You're a hopeless romantic, I know.
Thanks for having me. I had a blast, and I will talk to you guys soon.
Bye. Thank you. It's Wendy Hammers, everyone.
Yay. Bye, Greg Federer.
Bye.
Bye.
Stephanie and Greg Show.